Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Allie Evans, and each week I'm chatting with motivated women in the Chapelboro area and highlighting their impact. This conversation is made possible by Mosaic Comprehensive Care, a unique medical home providing innovative care for the whole person in a non-judgmental environment. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this week's Woman Crush Wednesday conversation on 97.9 The Hill. Today, I'm joined by Chef Ashley Fleming. Ashley graduated from culinary school in 2009 and worked her way up to the executive chef title in 2014. She is currently the executive chef and managing director for Blue Jay Bistro and is planning several other projects along the way. She also offers event services and personal chef services in Durham and Chapel Hill. Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday, Ashley.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So how did you know you wanted to become a chef? Because it was when you were pretty young, right? You still are pretty young.
Yeah, it was actually almost sort of accidental and being hard-headed. I did a lot of other things. My father's in restaurants, my mother's in hotels. So kind of grew up in a hospitality family. My father was like, I don't care what you do, just don't do this. Please don't do this. Do anything, just don't do this. And I tried. I tried really hard to not do this. I went to art school and was studying to be in graphic design and really loved that. But I was always working in restaurants to pay my tuition. Finally, just kind of was like, I really like this. So The deal was that if I wanted to do this, he wanted me to go to school for it. So I went to the CIA in New York, and the rest is kind of history. I've really enjoyed it so far.
How does it feel to kind of break down barriers for women? Because your industry is definitely perceived as being male dominated. I think that that's changing. But do you feel that in your work, that you're paving a way for other women to have this job?
Yeah. Growing up in kitchens in the 80s and 90s, they were still very male dominated. And I think growing up with like my dad in the kitchen, and I want to be a really good chef. I don't want to be a really good female chef. For me, there's like this fine line between understanding and representing and embracing the fact that I am different and that there's not a lot of female chefs. And also being dedicated to the craft and making sure that I'm actually like a really good chef.
Continue to highlight it and point it out until we don't have to anymore.
Exactly.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to go to culinary school and start a career as a chef?
It's an extremely rewarding career. Our industry is growing in a way that's a little bit more respected. You know, we're trying to treat people differently so that it's like, Hey, you're really talented. We want to nurture that creative talent. It's good that you're a tradesperson. So I think if you're going to culinary school and you're interested in doing this, understand that you're going to have to put in a lot of work up front. It's not glamorous work sometimes, but if you're humble and you want to put in the work and really learn the trade, it's extremely rewarding on the other side.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this week, Ashley. To read more about Ashley, visit chapelboro.com and search Woman Crush Wednesday. Woman Crush Wednesday is presented by Mosaic Comprehensive Care. Meet their team and learn more at mosaiccarenc.com.
For this and other Woman Crush Wednesday interviews, visit the 97.9 The Hill on-demand page of chapelboro.com.
See y'all on Wednesday.